Habla usted Spanglish with Larry Torres. Crampo talks about la cultura del corral. Even though it was already late in el invierno, there was still un poco de hielo on the ground. Grampo came over to where Canutito was watching TV, and he said to him,
Hey, mijo, are you still watching that pinche television? You are going to get all turnio sitting close to it. ¿Qué está so interesting that you can't quitarle los ojos, eh?
Canutito turned to look at his grampito, who was putting on his guantes as if he were preparing to go outside.
Oh, Grampo, he began, I'm watching Los Monsters on TV. They are real curiosos, you know. ¿Y quiénes son los monsters, mijo?
Grampo Caralampio asked him.
You know, he replied, El papá es un Frankenstein, la mamá es una vampire, el Grampo es un Dracula, y el muchachito es un werewolf. Pero viven en Mockingbird Lane here in America.
Oh, sounds to me like they're just un bonche de dead people, Grandpa snorted. We have them here too, but we call them animas en penas. But it's only whenever Hollywood gets a hold of them that does horrores and cochinadas with it that it becomes interesting, eh? Now, why don't you just get up from there and go help me asistir a las vacas?
The little boy got up and turned off the television, following his grandfather outdoors, but not before he had grabbed his jacket and gloves.
Oiga, Grampo, he said, catching up with him. How many biles de pastura are we going to feed a los animales today?
Oh, veremos, mijo, came the reply. The cows don't look like they're un poco llenas, so maybe 6 or 7 biles for the whole herd.
As they began to feed the cows, Canutito couldn't help but notice that the animales weren't moving. They were all gathered together in one corner of the field.
¿Qué están haciendo las vacas, Grampo? Canutito asked.
Oh, they're all lambiendo the block of rock stock salt, his grandfather answered. Do you know what lamber means?
He asked the little boy.
Yes, I think so, said Canutito haltingly. I think it means to lick. Because a couple of times in la escuela, my friend Pacomio called me a lambe, and I didn't know what it meant, but I think it was something like a bootlicker or a teacher's pet or something like that.
See, that's what it is, Grandpa confirmed. Then he added, When I was little, my brothers and me used to go lamber los bloques de sal that my father would put out in the field for the cows. And that was after the cows had gone and licked them before us. Oh, yo no sé how we didn't get sick or catch una enfermedad de las vacas, pero here we are still alive. How we survived our childhoods in el rancho is still surprising to me.
What else did you and your brothers do in el rancho when you were little, Grampo?
Asked Canutito as he helped him untie the baling wire and spreading the blocks of hay around.
Oh, pues, when my father wasn't watching, he said slowly, as if he were remembering a memory long forgotten. We would go pa'l corral and go to la parte where the animals slept. We would gather up the driest horse manure that we could find, and we would crumble it between our fingers.
Oh, yuck, explained Canutito to him. Why did you do that for, Grampo?
Well, I'll tell you, his grandfather said, completing the story. We would take the crumbled up caca de caballo and spread it out on some rolling paper. Then we would lick it into place and smoke los cigarritos de caca de caballo, hiding from my dad behind the corral.
Canutito started coughing and sputtering at the mere thought that his grandpa had smoked cigarettes made of horse droppings. And, teased the little boy, did they taste good, Grampo?
Oh, pues, you know, Grampo Caralampio said, teasing Canutito right back. They tasted como los lucky strikes, pero without el menthol.
Hey, don't be telling El Niño all of the maldades I used to do,
yelled Grandma Cuca coming out of the house.
Oh, Cuca, Grampo teased her too. I never heard you complain when I kissed you with this same boca with which I smoked my cigarros de caca de caballo.
Canutito doubled over laughing.
And so until next time, this is Larry Torres saying, bueno, bye, for habla usted Spanglish.